Virginia lawmakers to make another attempt at Tyson's Casino. Virginia lawmakers are preparing to revisit the possibility of establishing a casino in Fairfax County, specifically in the Tyson's area, during the upcoming 2025 legislative session. The proposal has surfaced in the General Assembly on previous occasions but has failed to gain sufficient support to advance. This year, the effort is spearheaded by Senator Scott Surivel, the majority leader of the Virginia Senate, who has been a longtime advocate for expanding casino gaming within the state. He has emphasized that a casino in Tyson's could generate significant tax revenue for both Virginia and Fairfax County, suggesting that the economic benefits would be substantial. Surivel's interest in casino gaming dates back to 2016, when the MGM National Harbor Hotel and Casino opened in Oxon Hill, Maryland, close to the Virginia border. He has expressed concern about Virginia residents contributing to the success of the Maryland casino, estimating that approximately one-third of the casino's revenue originates from Virginians. In addition, the legislator believes that the funds should remain within the state to support essential services and public education. The proposed legislation would not directly authorize the construction of a casino. Instead, it would allow the Fairfax County Board of Supervisors to hold a referendum, putting the decision in the hands of local voters. Surivel has clarified that the bill is focused on creating a process for voter approval rather than granting immediate authorization for the project. If approved, the proposed facility would include not only a casino but also a hotel, concert venue, and convention center, making it a comprehensive entertainment complex. Critics of the plan have raised concerns about increased traffic congestion in the Tyson's area, which already experiences significant gridlock. Addressing these concerns, Surivel has stated that the project would need to be situated within a quarter mile of Metro's Silver Line. He has highlighted the state's investment in extending the Silver Line as a strategic move to support high-density developments and reduce car dependency, aligning with the goals of the proposed casino project. Casinos lobby against expansion. While proponents of the Tyson's Casino highlight its potential economic benefits, opposition to the initiative remains strong. Since early 2023, opponents have invested over $755,000 in lobbying and political donations to influence Virginia lawmakers. MGM Resorts International, the owner of the MGM National Harbor Hotel and Casino, has played a significant role in these efforts, contributing $40,750 to political action committees and campaign committees of lawmakers. Additionally, MGM Resorts spent more than $222,000 to retain and reimburse six lobbyists during the 2024 legislative session. Beyond MGM Resorts, Arlington-based public relations firm Plus Communications has spent nearly $493,000 to support two corporations opposing the Tyson's Casino project and neighborhood slot machines. This brings the total expenditure by opponents to $755,897. However, these efforts are outpaced by the $1.2 million spent by Comstock Holding Companies and its allies, who have been advocating for the casino and related developments in Richmond during the same period.